So the 1913 thing, this is not going to be an ongoing thing, right? You're not like restarting your...
No, I can't.
World Series replays. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so.
I wish, but no.
That was a disappointment. Yeah, that's what I was most hoping for, was that, oh, he's restarting these things. But
now you get the 1913, the 1914, the 1915, and the 1916 World Series to look forward to.
Okay, well, that's good. That's quite a bit. That is good. Well, here's what I was thinking, was that we ought to come up, this would all tie into the 50th trip. We ought to come up with a game, and I'm probably talking out of school here because you have a lot more demands on your time right now than I do because I only have one child, and it's a whole different level. But I was thinking that we should come up with a game that we both play, and like not a computer game. I was thinking not a computer game, but like a board game that we could both get and then simulate a season that would lead to our 50th anniversary trip where we play the championship.
We could do the APA golf game.
That would be fine. That would be fine. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I didn't either until he mentioned it on the podcast today. So, yeah.
So I was just thinking that what we could do is we could be exploring potential games between now and Christmas. And then instead of buying each other a gift, we could just
buy
the same game on eBay or whatever.
That sounds good.
And then start playing a season that we could, converse about at the HP and through the podcast.
Well, I do think instead of getting an old game, I think we should try to get something that's actively still being made. Just to support products, yeah. Sports games that are still being made. Because... yeah, there's a ton of, of role games and stuff like that, but not.
Well, my first, this goes the other way, but I'll tell you, my first thought was to each get an NFL strategy game and then rig it.
We already have
to,
that.
To like create a, fake flag football league.
Oh, okay.
Like look at the plays and like figure. Anyway, I wouldn't know what we would need to do, but in any event, create a flag football league that would be based on NFL.
Or we could just go back in time, and you could be the NFL, and I could be the AFL, and we could play the first Super Bowl over.
Yeah. Right. Well, that was my first thought, just because NFL strategy.
Sure, it's easy.
It's easy.
You can kick through a game pretty fast. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing that we would need to do, another key thing, is that we would need to look at some way to where the season could keep going if, like, one of us isn't able to play. You know, like, if one of us gets tied up with just whatever. You know, like, somehow those games could be, the equivalent would be the simulation, like, from the NFL, football front page sports, but something or another where, if one of us travels or, it's just for whatever reason, it's just tied up and can't play for 3 weeks, that it doesn't hijack the season.
No, I know what you mean.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the reasons I actually thought about something like the golf game is because, who knows what the play is like. Maybe it's slow slog of a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the reason I thought about it is because there's a limited number of courses, and the idea could be that, you and I could take turns hosting a tournament.
Yeah.
Right. So you could play, a tournament 1 week and I could do the next once a month or something like that.
Right.
And then, I don't know. But that was one thought I had.
Like that, if we just if we took one of those games and then played, for example, like the 1972 PGA Tour, okay?
Sure.
Then if we did that, then what we could say is look, if one of us doesn't play our tournament, then we just revert to the actual results.
Oh, that's true.
Of that week's tournament. So that might be a good solution, some kind of golf game, Anyway, those were kind of like I just thought that would be fun to you know.
Golf. I wonder what they say golf season card said. So they have – you can get the golf cards from 1971.
Yeah.
They have 45 players as part mm-hmm. of that set. And they get, and they even have a list of all the, of all the players,
yeah,
that they have available for that year. So that would be kind of cool. We could do something.
That would be fun.
They have the 1972,
and we'll then, you know, of course we're going to be doing this for the rest of our lives. You know, it's going to be a huge success and sure. very fun. We're plenty of time, so then we could just like do different games over the course of the rest of our lives.
Yeah, that's true. No, you know what? I got to thinking so. Mabel and I don't know how we got started talking about this, but she and I got to talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay.
The other day. And I was yeah. kind of explaining to her, you know, what the game is and how it works. Mm-hmm. And it got me to thinking about all this stuff because it got me to thinking about the fact that, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, when we were kids, it was viewed in this odd way, but It right. became, it was, in my mind at least, it's kind of the start of modern games in a lot of ways. Like the whole role-playing thing
yeah, I think that's right.
That rules
yeah.
everything today. That's
right.
Yeah, you know, that all started with D&D. And the beauty of D&D was that it was your own creation, right?
Yeah.
You created your characters. A friend of yours created a story, you know, mm-hmm. a bunch of friends got together and went through the story together and, you know, had a fun time, right?
Yeah, right.
And then I think about like, we tried to do the same thing. I know we all did with sports, right?
Yeah.
Like, you would do your basketball leagues that you came up with. You remember you made your own game on the computer?
Yeah.
That you play.
Yeah, I've forgotten about that.
With That's your basketball wild. Cards.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tried to do that. I tried to do that with Extra Innings.
Yeah.
Where I replayed a bunch of seasons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of cool. I think with Extra Innings, what I was doing, I was going to do, every World Series. I started with the 1903 World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, I think I finished with my, I got as far as 1913. I don't think I did anymore, but.
Hmm.
But then, you know, you get, but trying to pursue and finish something like that's almost impossible, it seems like.
Yeah, I think to some extent, you know, yeah. Yeah, it's just not, you gotta, to really have fun with it. You kind of have to let the gas off of the, you know, the notion of completion, you know?
Yeah. You just have to enjoy it.
Just enjoy whatever you yeah. can do. But it's so hard to do that. I mean, I had tons of, oh my gosh. I mean, I did complete a number of kind of like simple seasons and tournaments of various leagues I can create, in my room. And I still got a lot. I've kept a lot of those statistics.
Well, if I had had Baseball Pro 98, as a kid, like if I had started that idea at like age 8,
yeah,
I'd actually had the if I had been smart enough to think about it all,
right?
I think I would have made it at least into the 40s.
Yeah, right.
Because right. the game was great in that it simulated all the games itself.
Sure.
All you had to do was enter in the next year's players.
Yeah.
Right. So as long as I put in, was willing to sit down and put in the stats.
A lot of work. I remember when you were doing
next year's players, you know. And then I got the idea, well, what if I wrote a program that could pull the data out of a database, you know,
yeah.
and make the file to go into the game. But
yeah.
I ran out of
time. I've been thinking a lot about this around the CTE stuff and thought, like, I wonder if, like, wouldn't it be great if, like, eventually, like, we're able to have, like, where, like, through virtual reality, I could actually play, like, for the 72 Dolphins, you know? You know, like, through some kind of virtual reality experience.
Sure, why not?
and, you know, no injuries or anything like that. That would be fun. Maybe this is what it's like in heaven. You know, one of the million versions of heaven. That'd be great.
Virtual.
I don't know.
I've always thought, you know, of course, I do own Strat-O-Matic base basketball and Strat-O-Matic hockey and Strat-O-Matic football, I think.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know you owned any Strat-O-Matic games.
I didn't when I was a kid. I got them later in life.
Really?
Yeah.
Strat-O-Matic hockey. Wow.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by the fact that APA has discontinued their basketball game. That's kind of sad.
That's curious.
But I don't know. That would be interesting. I like the idea.
Maybe what we should do is maybe between now and the next podcast, like maybe each come up with, you know, just nose around and come up with, you know, one or two possibilities each. And then, I don't know, you know, either make a decision then or do it again, you know, come up with some other, if we're not satisfied with whatever we come up with.
Sure.
But, and keep talking it through and then, you know, find something we could do. And then if it's no fun, we can change it. But,
oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I would prefer to do something that's kind of like rooted in, real players and that is like, you know, from when we were a kid.
No, I agree.
You know, that's more fun as opposed to playing like, you know, people that are young enough to be our children. And so that always kind of creeps me out. I can't do that sort of thing. I have kind of a block on that. I don't have much fun with that sort of thing. The other thing I thought about too is it would be neat. Like if we started doing this, like we should have some kind of deal where like, I don't know how to you know, it'll depend on the game and that sort of thing that we were doing, but somehow or another, we're like, if our actual children wanted to play with us, like somehow that could be factored in, you know, sure. And that it would not ruin the integrity of whatever the larger project that we are imagining, you know? So like if,
no, I know what you mean.
Yeah. 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 You follow. Yeah. To where that would be fine. You know, that's just the new factor that whatever.
Yeah.
Games are so much fun. I just want to play all the time. I'm serious. That's all I want to do. I just want to play.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
For a lot of people, but it's not true for everyone. You know, it's really not. And it certainly is for me. I mean, I just.
Games are great. It was funny because I got to doing that thing with the baseball last night and, or a few nights ago. And then last night I got to hunting down trying to find like all the original files. You know, cause I thought, I know I backed that stuff up. You know, that's what I kept telling myself. I know I've got it somewhere. And finally I found it and I was so happy. And I was like, oh yeah, this is great. You know, cause now I can go back and pull all the data.
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking, well, you know what I should really do? I should really try to find like, I've even got my original, you know, what I had on the website and all that stuff. So I don't know. It's funny, but 1913, baby.
Yeah.
Now I got to find a place to host those files so I can link to them.
I was looking up on the, you're going to see this on your post eventually, but I looked up the Hopkinsville, Kentucky New Era on the day of the actual 1913 World Series.
Yeah, I saw that.
The start. It's crazy. They played it on page one.
Well, it's the World Series.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little surprised. I think I'd be interested to know. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they didn't like with this last one. You know, I'm sure they didn't put the World Series on page one.
right?
You know, a preview of the World Series in Hopkinsville a couple weeks, you know, whatever that was, 3 weeks ago or whatever.
So, okay, now this is getting way off this topic, and I know we don't have all the time in the world to talk, but
that's fine.
The Rand Paul thing.
Oh yeah,
it's like one of the weirdest stories ever.
It is really weird.
Obviously, there's something going on here that they don't want anybody to have any clue about.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just the way they're talking about it is so, well, it's this trivial dispute. The guy broke 5 ribs. Like,
I know, it's a huge fight.
Like,
the, apparently, you know, that there's the whispers, apparently, people aren't, but the neighbors that are speaking on off the record is that it has something to do with like leaves and yard waste, and it's been going on for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. That they've like been fighting over, you know, whose leaves are on whose, you know, it's something like that.
Maybe he was out there mowing. Maybe he was blowing the leaves over into the other guy's yard.
Yeah.
That would cause it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so stupid. But yeah, that's a weird, I mean, that's a, that story really,
it's so hidden because of what's happening in the world.
Yeah, it's starting to seem less ominous around, you know, now. But I would guess that to some degree, you know, like from the Rand Paul side, you know, there's also, you know, it does kind of sound like pretty, you know, it's probably not very politically favorable on him ultimately either, if it, you know, whether or not.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, you're almost better off to say, oh yeah, it's a stupid, you know, this, that, whatever.
Oh,
because the way it is now, honestly, like the first thought everybody has, well, obviously he slept with his wife. You know,
yeah,
what I mean,
right.
Like that's just where everybody goes to. I mean, that's just, so why not just say something?
Yeah, well, you know, there's that adage, what is it? Tell it once, tell it all, and tell it yourself, or something like
right.
that. I forget.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just speak it out. But yeah, for all those reasons. I mean, I agree, but I suspect that there's some, like, you know, who knows? Who knows what'll come? I mean, who knows? There's no predict the news.
Well, I'm assuming this guy made a comment simply because he's getting so many death threats and hate mail that he felt like he had to say something. Yeah, because one of the first things reported about him was, well, he's a registered Democrat.
Mm.
So it's like, well, how's that relevant? I don't know. But that was like one of the first things.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that was that was the first time I read the story. That was one of the things in the story.
Yeah.
Was that he's a registered Democrat. And I think, so my guess is he's been getting swamped with, you know. I mean, did you see the story about the poor people who survived Vegas? You know, all the death threats and everything they're getting.
No.
Yeah, they're just getting swamped with all this hate stuff and that they're phonies, that it was all a ploy by the guy. You know, it's all a big conspiracy. And,
no.
They've all gone into hiding, essentially.
God.
And anybody who appeared, you know, on television and talked about it or anything, they've pretty much been drummed out of public life. And I was telling Dad this morning, I said, well, these guys in Texas, if they're smart, they won't show their face, you know, because all they're doing is exposing themselves to all this hate stuff. So,
yeah,
it's just where we are right now.
We're just in a sick state.
It's really sad.
It's horrible.
Well, and then you hear about like the families up in Connecticut, you know, from the, I forget the name of the school now, but you know, from the Sandy Hook, you know, they're still getting inundated with stuff.
Yeah. I had heard about that one. It's just unbelievable.
It's just crazy.
But yeah, it is.
Well, it brought us way down from.
No, it's okay. I mean, that's a big part of the appeal of like doing something like this, you know, some kind of game deal.
No, I know. It's an escape, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the thing that would make sense to me would be we either do 1971 or 1972, whichever one you think is the most appropriate at this point, and whichever sport we decide to do. Then we'll
go ahead, you know, I just think we ought to do, yeah, we'll go ahead and do 72. But.
So do you have a particular sport you would have the most interest in trying to do?
You know, not really. Not really. I mean, I hadn't even thought about golf, but we had been talking about golf games recently, and that sounds fun.
Well, the main reason I thought about that, like I said, is it's much more limited, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, football would be the other one that makes sense just because it's how many games are they playing then? 14?
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, it's very doable.
But I kind of like the idea of the golf. The golf season too. I like that. I do. Yeah, I don't know. Well, why don't we look at before the next podcast, why don't we look at some football and golf possibilities, and let's between now and Christmas try to figure out what we are doing.
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Just kind of gradually figure it out, and it'll be fun to research it too.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, that would make more sense to me than I can't really think of any other sport. Like, I wouldn't have that much interest in tennis.
Right.
And basketball and baseball are just too big.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So many games. I agree with that. That's one thing that I think that we probably need to stay away from.
And hockey. But, same with hockey. Yeah. It's just too many games. But okay. We could do college football.
Yeah. We could do that. That'd be fine.
It wouldn't be as much fun, though, as the NFL.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Let's come up with some ideas and,
okay,
and see what goes on. Yeah.
We'll see what games are out there.
I've loved the Beauty of the Game post that she did. And then I was thrilled to see the 1913 World Series thing.
Yeah, I'm going.
I loved it. Anonymous just, made me so happy that Anonymous chirped up about the tree in my front yard.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, that made me really happy.
I missed that one.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I love that tree.
All right. Yeah, you guys were late this year.
You know, it was really we had like no color for the longest time, and then it came up really sharp, but it came up really fast. And then, as you'll see, like at the next one, I'll probably.
Yeah, they're gone, right?
Yeah, they're pretty much gone.
Well, Dad said he thought that, there was just not going to be any color this year where you guys were.
Right. That's what everybody was saying. But then we got like a solid. We got a good 10-day burst, and
we had a pretty fall here, but they're all gone now because we got snow. So
yeah, that tree that's in that I put on the HP is always the first one to turn in my big tree. It's always the first one to turn, so we'll still get some more. It just won't be that tree, but yeah, there's still plenty that are out here. Yeah, I saw that it's already so cold out there.
Hello.
Because, you know, most of my Idaho experience is with Boise, and it's just like a completely different climate than what you've got. So
sure. Well, you came here in October once, so you know what it's like.
yeah. But when I think of Idaho, I think of that, like, you know, because I spent more time in Boise. And so, you know, and it gets so hot, and it doesn't get as cold. So anyway. Oh, well. All right.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
All right. Bye. Bye.